this is Angela Middleton, and welcome to my podcast called I Want to BA. The reason for this podcast is that there is a huge lack of careers advice in the UK, and I'm always asked by young people, by parents and by teachers, my views on improving careers advice, and particularly by parents, what should they say to their youngster who's leaving school. I think it is a wider subject. It's not just about what job do you want to do, but it is actually about how you want your life to be. And within that, what type of career you want to select. And that career can just be the first stepping stone. Nowadays, individuals have a whole portfolio of careers. The people that I've interviewed, even at the age of 30, have had four or five careers. Myself, I've had at least five different types of careers. So this podcast is about firstly talking about careers in general and careers advice, but secondly, bringing in individuals who have experienced careers in particular industries, hence the subject I Want to BA, and they can come and talk about the path that they took to actually get to where they are, and also talk about what it's like to actually do that job and have that career. So we'll be covering every type of career that we can think of in the UK, and it will be everything from architects to zoologists. So I look forward to comments, and we'll build things up as we go along, and hopefully it should be of great use to parents, to teachers and to young people. So today I am absolutely ecstatic to have Cecilia Harris in the studio with us. Cecilia is a dynamo. I see her all over the internet, all over Instagram, and so can you too. And she is a fitness trainer who is partner with a reality TV star who you would probably know, but I'll let her explain that to you. And together they have built this fitness platform which is accessible to literally hundreds of thousands of women, ranging from young girls at the age of 16 right the way through to as old as you can be. But Celia actually started in the world of personal training and fitness at the age of 35. She had always been very keen and interested and active in terms of fitness, but she didn't come to this career until the age of 35. And yet, you know, within 10 years, she's built this phenomenal business. What she's going to tell you about is the whole area of personal training, how she went about training to become a personal trainer, how she built her first business, and then how it transitioned to an online fitness platform. And she will also give you some really great tips on what to do in terms of work experience if you think that this could be the career for you. What's also really interesting in Cecilia's story is that she suffered from depression once she had her first child, and it really knocked her back and it knocked her confidence. But she will describe how fitness is something that can really change your mindset, and for her it not only changed her mental state and her ability to cope with the depression and eradicate it, but also it took her in a new direction career-wise. So Cecilia, so lovely to have you with us. I know how busy you are. Can you tell us, first of all, a potted history of your journey from school to where you are now?
Okay, so from the age of 15, we moved in America. So I'm from a French background. Yeah, we're French. And worked in my parents' restaurants. So I had an American education. The age of 18, I decided to have a year gap and move back to Europe. Europe was definitely my calling. I feel more European than American. That is why I decided to move on and have a year gap. I thought that was a year gap, but I never did go back to any type of education.
Yeah.
From there, it carried on into the service industry. I knew I was good at it. My employers were telling me I was good at it. So I worked in restaurant business, carried on in restaurant business, chalet girl, and also later on in life as a hotel manager.
And when you were back in the States, you were working for your parents' restaurant. What side of the restaurant business were you working in then?
I was a waitress. I was on the floor. This is where I was good at. I was good at helping people, helping them with the decision of what to order. And obviously the sales side of it, you know, I've always had the best tips because my bills were always higher than everyone else because I knew how to sell a lot of wine.
Excellent. And whilst you were doing, your various work experiences in Europe, etc. as well, was there any interest in sort of fitness at this point? Or
so... Yes, going back from a very young age, five to be exact, I was a ballerina to a point where I was that good. I would almost professional standard. So I would train 4 hours a day, probably not when I was 5 years old, but early on in later on in life, I was a ballerina until I was 17 years old. So ballet was the base of my fitness. And I believed strongly that it gave me my shape. It gave me the base of all of my muscles. So fitness was always part of my life. And I never have been away from fitness pretty much all of my life. And I believe strongly is because I was introduced to, you know, ballet or some sorts of physical exercise by my parents. And I'm thankful to that. I do believe it's important to have this in your life from a very, very small age, if you can.
What sort of stopped you from continuing with the ballet career?
I moved at that stage from one stage to another, and it was just not as easy to be able to carry on. And I was 17 years old. And at that stage, you kind of have to decide, right, am I going to be a professional ballerina or is this just going to be my hobby? And I was not going to be a professional ballerina.
So you had the fitness habit, but you were continuing on, you know, doing a fair bit of travel and working with the public still in a variety of guises. What other jobs did you do?
I kind of just followed the path of my life. I didn't think of the future. I didn't think of what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. I just carried on. I believe, as I said to you before, I believe in faith. I believe that your calling will come to you. You have a path. And for me, it was natural to work in the restaurant industry. So I stayed in the restaurant industry. I became a chalet girl for 3 ski seasons. And later on in life, I married an Englishman. And together, we ran a hotel. So I was a hotel manager.
And then you moved back to England?
To start with, we moved back to the States because the hotel was in France. So France, England, States is the 3 countries of my life.
Yeah.
So from France, having that hotel, I then had a baby.
Right.
And at that stage, hotel management and baby did not go very well together. Mm-hmm. Babies need a lot of time. So I was thinking, okay, this is not working for me. We need to change paths. So we moved to the States to try and create some kind of business. We had no idea what it was, but what happened at having giving birth to my child, I was struck, and I really call it as being struck by lightning. I was struck with postnatal depression. It completely rocked me down. I was rock bottom. I did not know who I was anymore. I could not work. I was just a shadow of myself. I couldn't understand what was going on. Even though my life was absolutely positive around me, I was completely finished.
And this is a form of depression,
It's a massive form of depression, and people underestimate it. And unless you have gone through it, you can't understand it. You can't put it in your head. You know, how could you not like the child that's you just created for 9 months? But you don't. It's like you're possessed. It can't, you know, you just feel trapped inside of a dark, dark tunnel, and you can't see the light. And then nothing you can do can help you. So at that stage, I sought for help with doctor. I was living in the States, and to say it bluntly, doctors, obviously, they only have one solution, is prescribe a pill. So I was prescribed Prozac, which I took because I was desperate.
Yeah.
And I took for the past 6 months, but I decided after the 6 months, and I'm obviously feeling better, I'm not going to take that back. I actually felt better, had a little bit more of control over my thoughts and my mind. When I saw a little bit more clearly, I realized I can't carry on this way. I'll be on Prozac all of my life and pretty much, you know, live as a zombie kind of life. And I didn't want that. So I knew that fitness was always the solution. I knew because it was there from being a child and growing up. I knew that fitness was then needed to be part in my life. And I found this lovely studio called Results. In there, I met my personal trainer, my first personal trainer. I had never known of personal training. I didn't understand the concept of it. And it was the first session. And Roy, my personal trainer, then introduced me to the 30-minute session, 30-minute HIIT sessions. And I absolutely fell in love with it. You know, together, the fitness, him, the involvement in that environment changed me.
And the impact of fitness.
The impact of fitness, 100%. You know, having your endorphins being kicked in and your blood flowing, you know, having to be out of breath and lifting weights and thinking, I can't do this. Yes, you can. Mm. Pushing yourself out of your comfort zone is what helped me. Help me being off the drugs.
And I think this is, although we're sort of continuing through your journey, just to take a point here to sort of advise people that are listening that if they are feeling in the doldrums, you know, that's just a bit low, right the way through to experiencing, you know, full depression.
Yeah.
Fitness and moving your body can have such a major impact and really help, can't it, in those
absolutely
situations?
Not only in physical health but in mental health. And coming back to that, actually, you know, something that we probably didn't cover, as a woman, a 15-year-old woman, I know how, you know, I'm going back 15 years old, how difficult that time of your life is as a woman growing up, hormones all kicking in and all sorts of things happening in your head, that self-confidence is as low as you can be. You don't understand what's going on. You don't know what the future holds you. Your body is changing. You might be putting on weight. Your skin might be breaking up with a little bit of acne. All of those things are so hard to carry as, you know, as a young woman before you transform into a woman. I believe, and if I can give you any advice right now, is if you are at that stage, please, please go and do some exercise. Go and do some sort of exercise, whatever it is, you know, dancing, walking, swimming, horse riding, anything that you feel that you could do, go and do it. It will
even
help
walking,
you.
Walking, as you
even
say, just
walking,
the very basics of doing a few thousand steps a day can transform how
helps.
You feel.
It will help you.
So this really helped you. You then moved back to England.
Yep.
And started your sort of career in fitness. So yeah, tell us how that started.
So yeah, we decided to leave the States because we're Europeans, although maybe not anymore in this country, but we feel strongly European. So we came back to England and my son starts school. So he's 5 years old. I'm 35 and my husband is at work. And now I find myself alone at home and I don't want to be a housewife doing nothing. So I'm thinking, what do I do for the rest of my life? You know, what is my profession? I want a job. I want to work. So I sit down with my husband, Frank, and I say exactly those words. I say, Frank, I don't want to be at home cleaning all day until Fabio comes out of school and then do my chores as a housewife. I don't want to live that life. Absolutely, I understand. What do you want to do? I have no idea. What do you mean you have no idea? I really don't know. I just want to go and get a job. Okay, but listen. What do you love? What do you love the most in your life? What's your passion? And I just looked at him and said, well, you know the answer to that. And he went, fitness, right? I went, yeah, obviously, you know that. And he says, well, why don't you become a personal trainer? And I just looked at him and I'm like, really? Can I do that? You know,
amazing.
Because
a light bulb went on.
The light bulb. And, yeah, and I think that was very interesting, actually, Angela. It's the reason why I was doubting I could not become a personal trainer is because I didn't have any qualifications. I didn't have GCSEs. I didn't have A levels. I didn't have a university degree. And I thought, well, there's no way. How can I become a professional of anything without any qualifications? Well, you can. You can.
So you decide that you're going to be a personal trainer.
Mm.
You're concerned that you have
no qualifications.
No relative or no qualifications. So what next?
So I go online and try to search how to become a personal trainer. And funny enough, there was quite a lot of answers.
Right. Okay.
And it seemed that it was quite easy. There was a course that you needed to take, which will give you a personal trainer qualification. It's called a personal training diploma. So I picked a course, a company, which I thought had good reviews. And obviously, it's at a price. So you have to decide if you can, you know, which one you can afford.
And I'll just interject now to say, even now, you can access courses like that, and they are funded in some circumstances. But that's an aside.
I believe okay. so. Absolutely. Yeah. So I went on to the course. Now, I had a choice to do this intensively, so either in a month or 6 months or a year. I chose to go for the year purely because of fear. I'm thinking, I'm 35, I'm basically going back to school now, and I was freaked out. I'm going to have to pick up books, learn everything in that book, and then do an exam.
And again, fear is not only for the very young who just starting out their career. We feel fear all the way through, don't we?
All the way through. Yeah. Talk about fear. I mean, being a mother is a lot of fears. there's fears everywhere, but yeah. you've got to learn how to overcome them, and you have to decide there and then, I know I'm scared of that, but I'm going to try. And when I try and you achieve it, the self of accomplishment is unbelievable. So fears are good. Fears are brilliant because they always push you a little bit further, and then you achieve so much more when you go through your fears.
So you passed the qualification.
Yep.
And the next step was for you to start to work as a personal trainer. So how did you go about that?
So the step are, which you are taught when you are taking your diploma, your personal training diploma. So you finish the course, you pass it, obviously, or not obviously, hopefully. The choices are to go and work in a gym, because in that environment you would gain experience.
Okay, so tell us about the route that you took.
The route that I took was the entrepreneur side route. I was brought up. My parents are business owners. My husband is a business owner and comes from a family of business owners. So for me, it was, I had the option of the gym and I could have taken it easily, but I just thought, I want to work for myself. That's the only way I was brought up. You open your own business. And faith is always there. There is always that path written for you. And as I was walking my kid to school one day, just from, 10-minute walk, it wasn't that far, all of a sudden, this corner shop in the high street, I had a big sign on it that said rent. And it was just like another light bulb. I looked at it and I'm thinking, oh my God, this is it. And I, took Fabi to school, came back home, waited for Frank, and I said, Frank, I found the perfect business. What do you think? We're going to take this shop. We're going to convert it into a personal training studio, and we're going to call it Results. And he looked at me and he went, yeah, that sounds absolutely fantastic. I mean, I had the support from him because he only sees one way, is creating businesses. So I'm thankfully I have the right partner. And yeah. Well, that's what we did.
And you made it work, because I know that you started off with leafleting.
Yes.
And you got your first 10 clients very quickly as a result of that, did you not?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So back in the days, yeah. Social media probably was there, but I didn't know about it. And so my only marketing was to door-to-door leaflet my product, leaflet my business, introduce my business to every single household in Lyon C where I was. And yes, I gained 10 clients from those leafleting, hours of leafleting.
Yes, yeah.
But I never looked back, because from 10 clients, it was then word of mouth, and I went up to 100 clients a week.
Wow. So now 100 clients a week, obviously you would have been absolutely
shattered,
busy,
yes,
full up.
Yes.
And you needed a solution to grow the business, because the business is huge now. We'll come on to talk about that.
Yes.
Your options at that point were to grow, to have more gyms, have more trainers, etc.
Definitely.
You did do that a bit, didn't you?
Yeah.
But then something happened.
Yep.
That sort of really changed the face of the business again.
Completely. One of my clients was Lucy Mecklenburg, an ex-reality show star. And together, we realized that actually, with Lucy's reach, social media reach, we could create a business, a personal training business online, and reach loads and loads more people.
Okay.
And that's exactly what happened.
So describe the business now.
So now we have over 250,000 people that have come onto our platform, either bought subscriptions or just one plan at a time. But we are a fitness and health online platform, which provides basically personal training sessions and nutritional programs from the age of 16 plus, as long as you want to train, we are here to train you.
So tell us about your current role now. Mm-hmm. You have this big business, this mm-hmm. massive platform and all of these hundreds of thousands of subscribers. So tell us what a typical, you know, day or week is for you.
Okay. So personal training is still very much part of my life because it's my passion. I love doing it and I don't want to get rid of it. So I concentrate mornings to my clients and then the afternoons to my business, to running the Results for Lucy headquarters. We have a strong team, 9-10 employers plus other contractors coming in and out. We do our own filming and own production and obviously editing, so that's a whole different business as well, but it's part of Results for Lucy, so there's quite a lot to run. But I concentrate, I'm going to be honest here, I'm rubbish at business. I leave that side to my husband. Frank is part of the business too. He looks after the running of it. I concentrate on all the support. Comes from social media, live chat on the website and emails because I actually give my email address accessible to all. Mm-hmm. So I receive, in general, between 50 to 100 emails a day.
Wow.
That can take a few hours.
Yeah, I can imagine. And of all the things that you get involved in, what are the things that you love the best?
My favorite part of the business is being in front of the camera. It's a little bit conceited. No, I love being in front of the camera because I feel that it's where I can reach. It's where I become even more of a mentor, you know, motivational coach, inspirational coach, if you want.
And the challenge? What's the biggest challenge for you with the business?
It's actually the responsibilities that come with the business. So the financial side of it and having the responsibility of employing people. So now you have people that rely on you, you're providing for that family. I think those are have always been my challenges.
Tell us about some of the attributes that make you very successful.
I think what has made me successful in this business is because I feel self-confident. I am so passionate about what I talk that it obviously connects with people and that connection spreads. So the more people talk about it, obviously the better the business it goes. But self-confidence does not mean arrogance. You know, self-confidence is actually loving more who you are and loving all the people around you. A kindness and gratefulness, all of this attribute needs to be in place with you if you want to succeed. I believe that strongly, and never forget where you come from.
So the business is where it's at now. Mm-hmm. You've achieved a huge amount in a relatively short period of time. What next? Where could it go?
I think the goal would be to be global. So we, first of all, we straight away think of America and Australia, but I actually think, you know, closer to home, Europe, you know, turn Results for Lucy in French, in Italian, in Spanish, in German. Why not? It's nonstop. It's so big. There's so much we can do, but there's so many different aspects of fitness and health in the fitness and health industry that we can still push ourselves to. You know, we can go on to life coaching, business coaching, retreats, which we've dabbed into, but we could completely have a massive branch to do that. There is so many options which are still in the horizon, but the idea for me is to grow it as big as possible, that it runs on its own with an amazing team that we have, and I can retire.
I'm sure you won't. So for listeners now who are sitting there, you know, feeling hugely inspired, I'm sure there are many who are now and really keen to sort of, you know, tread in your footsteps, become a personal trainer, what would be your recommendation?
So first of all, do the course. There's no way out of that. Even if you have a sports science degree, you will still need to do the course. I would suggest, you know, if you wanted to take on being a teacher, a PE teacher or something like that, then I would go to the university mm-hmm. side of it. But if you're not, then you can do an apprenticeship. And along the side of that, you In fact, you can do a BTech in sports.
Yes.
Absolutely. You can do a BTech in sports. And if you want to carry on to university with a BTech in sports, you can go to university. And my stepson, Luke, who's just graduated from Brighton University, did exactly that. He did a BTech sports and then went on to Brighton and then a coach degree. And funny enough, done a personal training course.
Fantastic.
As well. And he is carrying on being a personal trainer now and is going to become a PE teacher.
So there's many routes to actually achieving the qualification.
Absolutely.
Uni, not uni, college,
yeah,
straight from school, etc.
Absolutely.
Having achieved that qualification, as we mentioned earlier, you know, yep, there are options to have that funded as well.
Sure.
Which people can contact us on and ask about.
Yep.
But having achieved the qualification, what would you do next?
Yes. So I would suggest you go and work in a gym. I think it's very important to gain that experience, not only work experience, but you're going to grow. Your personality is going to grow. Your confidence is going to grow and you're going to get loads and loads of advice and ideas from other personal trainers that are working with you in the gym.
So if people want to find out more about you, if they want to look at your plans,
yes,
if they just want to be inspired by you, where should they go?
Well, there is obviously the social media account. I'm Results with Cecilia on Instagram. And then my business is Results with Lucy. So you can have a look at that Instagram account if you want to be inspired. And if you want to start moving, then please follow our website, resultswithlucy.com. And there's plenty of options there.
Oh, Cecilia, that's been amazing. You know, you are so inspirational.
Oh.
You have made a difference to so many people.
Thank you.
I've personally benefited from, you know, your courses and your retreats.
Oh.
And it's been lovely speaking to you.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Thank you.